paragraph gimel, v'alkein koil asher boi mum lo sakrivu. And this also explains why any time that an animal has a blemish, we cannot bring it as a sacrifice. Ki hamum hu chisorim, because a mum is a defect, something lacking. U'kesheyesh chisorim v'nekev bakli, and as we mentioned earlier, when you have a keli and it has a hole in it, it's missing a piece. Azai yefsher levareir haruach toivim anorach ro. It doesn't allow you to sort out the good ruach from the bad ruach. When a musical instrument has a hole in the wrong place, you blow in it and you don't get any music. You won't get any musical sound from it. So too, if the animal has a hole in it, a mum in it, then you can't affect this tikkun of sorting out the ruach toiv from the ruach ra. Because then it falls into the category of what the pasuk says, that a fool gives out all the ruach. He doesn't separate between which ruach to give out, which ruach to withhold. That when all the ruach goes out, then it goes back to medame. You didn't fix anything. You didn't sort out the medame. You didn't correct anything. Because the vessel, the musical instrument, has to be whole. Ayin shom kol zehetev. Look over there in Likut Imran well, where you'll see how Rabbein Azal explains this. V'alkein, and therefore, ha-b'choyer oishar korban, the b'choyer or any other sacrifice, she-tzrichim al yedei shemakriven oisoi, levareir haruach toivim and uruach ra, whereby when we're bringing it as a sacrifice, we're trying to sort out the good ruach from the bad ruach, sheze ikar b'chinas ha-korban, that's the main purpose of bringing a korban, alkein tzrichin sheyeh sholem b'li mum v'chisoron. That's why the korban, like the musical instrument, has to be sholem, whole, without any defect, and no missing pieces. Kedei sheyuchlu levaroi, in order to be able to sort it out, sheloyeh bebechinas kol rucha yoytzik sil, so that it shouldn't be in the category of a fool gives out all the ruach. Sheloyoshu v'yizgaber hamedame chas v'shom, which not only doesn't that weaken the medame, it strengthens the medame. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, teitzei ruchai, that when all the ruach comes out in one shot, yoshuv la'admosai, it returns to medame. Kemavor shom b'mayim ranala, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, ayin shom heitev. Look it up well. This is unusual. Rav Nosson Zal keeps repeating. It seems in this halacha more than in others, he really wants you to look over the Likut Imran well, because he's giving it in brief, and Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on these things more. These aren't easy concepts. Over there, Rabbeinu Zal explains it. V'zehu ma'ashikos of Rabbeinu Zal shom, and this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, shemoitzi diba huksil, that a person who speaks Lashon Hara, a person who speaks what he's not supposed to. Now again, Lashon Hara is not a lie. Lashon Hara is the truth. A person could say, what could be wrong with telling the truth? The answer is, with telling the truth, you can kill people, you can murder, you can destroy people completely. So you have to know to be selective. When to say it, to who to say it. Most things of Lashon Hara, depending on who you're telling it to and in what context and everything, the same item could be very positive or constructive, or it could be one of the worst sins in the Torah. So it's a matter of this ability to select, to be selective. V'noifel me'avois kedoshois la'avois abahemius. And a person who does this, who speaks Lashon Hara, falls from having love of holy things into love of animal stuff, materialistic things. Ki moitzi diba hu balmum. Because a person who speaks Lashon Hara is a balmum. He's got a hole in his brain. He's got a hole in his mouth where he lets things fall out that shouldn't fall out. Ki kol ha-poisel b'mumoy poisel. Look at this. Look how Rav Nosson Zal puts a spin on this. There's a famous Gemara that says that whenever a Jew, whenever somebody says something bad about someone else, he's usually talking about his own defect. Kol ha-poisel, when you passel somebody else, you're trying to make somebody else look bad, b'mumoy poisel. You speak about your own personal defects. So we see that a Baal Lashon Hara has a mum. He's a Baal mum. He's got a hole. ועל כן מאחר שהוא בעמום, אינו יוכל לבר רוח הטובה. And since he's got a hole in him, he can't sort out, he can't select the good from the bad, what to release and what to withhold. בבחינס כל רוחו יוציא כסיל, the fool releases all the רוח. ועל כן מוציא דיבו שהוא בעמום, הוא כסיל. And it's for this reason that a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he's the Baal Mum, he has this hole, he is also the fool. He's the fool because he doesn't have Das. The whole concept of Das is the ability to select, to differentiate. The Gemara says, Imein Das, Havdola Minayim. If you don't have Das, how can you differentiate? So the Iker Das is this ability to be selective, to differentiate. What to say, what not to say. Who to tell this to, who not to tell this to. Who needs to know, who doesn't need to know. V'hovein gam ze ha-mikra. And Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this pasuk well also. The pasuk, kol ruchoy yoytzi ksil. A fool gives out all of his ruach. Al pi pshutoy ne'mar al ba loshon hara. The simple pshat there is talking about a person who speaks Lashon Hara. Shemedaber harbe, he talks a lot, umegale mum chaveroi. And in doing so, he reveals a fault of another person. He reveals a fault of another person. Vaydeze nizgale mumoi. And by revealing the other person's hole, you're actually revealing your own hole. Because it shows that you don't have the ability to hold on, you know, to withhold information, to keep a secret. V'alkein huksil, and that's why he's called a fool, ki hu bebechinas kli shovur upogum. He's like a broken instrument, a broken musical instrument, she'yev shelanagano, of which you can't play music on. Ve'ein yuchin levar atoiv menaran, therefore you can't select, sort out the good from the bad, al yidei kli kazu, through such an instrument. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Ayin Shom. Look over there in Likutei Moran. Paragraph Dalet. V'alkein ha-bechoyer osur begizav avoidam. For this reason also, the bechoyer, you're not allowed to share the wool off it, to cut off the wool, that's giza, and you're not allowed to use it for any manual labor, to get it to do any work for you. Ki giza v'avoida hu uvdin d'choil, because these things are referred to as ordinary things, weekday type activity, not holy activity. Bechinas avdus, a concept of slavery, servitude. The weekday is sheshes yomim ta'avoid. V'avdus ze bechinas atzvus ruach kemavur b'mokam acher. And Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place in the Likutei Moran that eved is associated with atzvus. Atzvus Ruach, it's called. Atzvus Ruach. We know Sheishes Yomim Tavoy, it's the curse of Be'itzovoin Toichaleno, of Atzvus is during the 6 days of the week, the work days. Ve'ikr tikan ha-bechor va-korban hu levarer ha-ruach toivo me'atzvus Ruach. And we know that the main tikun of this bechor, of the sacrifice, is to sort out the good Ruach from the bad ruach. The bad ruach is atzvus ruach. Shehu ruach necheya. That's a weak ruach. Ruach ro, a bad spirit. A bad ruach. Kemavor shom b'maimar anal v'kanal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. There Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on all the different terms that are used to refer to ruach ra. Atzvus ruach, ruach necheya. V'alkein ha-bechoyer v'akorbon osur b'kol mani avdus. And this is why a bechoyer, or for that manner, any animal that was declared to be used as a sacrifice, you're not allowed to share its wool anymore, you're not allowed to use it for work anymore. You can't use it to do any work. Shehin b'chinas atzvus ruach, because that's associated with atzvus, avdus, uvn d'choyer, l'b'chinas kitzrichen levaroi, because the whole concept of a korban is where we're trying to elevate it, to take it out of the category of atzvus ruach and elevate it to ruach toivo, to thereby weaken the medame, the animalistic forces, and to elevate this animal to Avod Kedusha, which is Bechinas Kohen. Gam, another point related to this is Gam HaBechoyer Hu Bechinas Zikoron Hanal Shula Ad Bekamachshav Te'amad Yossi. We also mentioned that before that Bechoyer is associated with remembering, because Olam Haba came before Olam Hazeh. It preceded this world. So Olam Haba, we have to remember way back to the beginning when there was Olam Haba. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Shehu Yoim Shekuloi Shabbos. And Olam Haba, Zikoron of Almadosi, is referred to as Shabbos. V'alkein Osur Bovdin Dechoyer. Therefore, the Bechoyer, who's in the category of Zikoron, Shabbos, Zohar Esim HaShabbos, therefore, the Bechoyer is not weekday. You can't work with the Bechoyer.